Good morning, it's time for the K-State Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent, Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Now, it's been wet, weird, and it's hotter now, I guess, but all of that must sort of wreck the garden a little bit. You've got some stuff about some diseases.
Yes, it's a really hard balance because we're all very thankful for the water. I don't know the last time I watered my garden. It's just been able to hold on to some of that moisture. But also at my house, at least, I mean, we've gotten, gosh, an inch of rain in 30 minutes, 3 inches of rain in a few hours. It just comes down really hard, really fast. And for a while there, was staying pretty wet for a long time. Like you said, it's getting hot and dry, hot and windy now. We'll move into July and see how much water we continue to get. But just year to date, at the Ottawa Maisonette, we've had 24.82 inches of rain, and that's about almost 7 inches higher than average at this point in the year. So we've gotten a ton of water. It's come down pretty hard and fast. And with that, our garden's going to have a few issues. Obviously, there's just the impact of hard rain and hail and wind that we've had. A lot of the flooding, I know we've talked about how a lot of species don't want to be sitting in water. So if you can get out and make sure there's no water sitting there, that's important. But now that we're kind of drying up and we're a little bit farther removed from the water, you might head out to your garden and see some weird marks on the leaves. If you're already having fruit set, you might start to see some odd marking on your fruit. So some of that can be a fungus or a bacteria. Some of our common funguses are rust, leaf spots, anthracnose. There's different types of molds, wilts, and blights. A lot of that's going to show up on our pumpkins, melons, squash, cucumbers, potatoes and peppers can get some of those as well. And then we can even see rust on asparagus and corn. Blights can also pop up on onions and garlic. So those are things just to look for. Some of our bacterias are other blights, wilts, and spots. They're just a bacterial infection instead of a fungal infection. And those can be on some of those same species: peppers, tomatoes, squash, melons, cucumbers, beans, and corn. A lot of us at least are probably, a lot of people even just have a little patio tomato. I think we see a lot of our infections there. It's what we notice first. If you are looking at your tomato leaves or your squash leaves, whatever it is, and you're starting to see some maybe dark brown, black spots, you might even see some other diseases like a mildew, a mold, powdery mildew will come up. That's kind of like, looks like a white speckling on the leaves. If you're seeing any of that, take a picture and send it to me at the extension office, or bring in a leaf and we can take a look at that and figure out what could be going on there so we can get you a solution. I will say, for a lot of our fungicides that we put out in the gardens, those do not typically solve our problem. They need to be used as more of a preventative measure, but we can remove things and go through a lot of methods like removal, cleanup, that we can control. And we cannot control the weather, but if we're getting a few inches of rain a week, please do not water your gardens. You don't need to. Our plants are getting plenty of water, and obviously that's changing. In some weeks you do have to water, but just making sure we're pretty consistent with our soil moisture. Letting plants dry out a little bit is a good thing. It's going to make them a little hardier going into the hot July, August. But you want to keep consistent soil moisture, or else you're going to have some issues like blossom and rot, which we can have in tomatoes, peppers, melon, squash, and cucumbers. With our tomatoes cracking, I'm sure we've all had tomatoes that cracked. It's frustrating. There are resistant varieties that you can get, but those are when our plants are getting too much water too quickly. So these are things to look for in the garden. Not everything is a disease and not everything's a fungus. Sometimes we just have some issues with weather and our plants may not enjoy the spring we've had. Some of them might be thriving in it. So when in doubt, take a picture. Bring in a sample into the extension office and I'd love to take a look at it, and we can kind of figure out next steps and hopefully keep our vegetables fruiting and have good harvest throughout the rest of the summer.
Well, that's good to know. You know, as we get into the hotter months, good to know what's to look out for. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally.